It was a simply gorgeous day. The sky was unabashedly blue and cloudless. All around, flowers were in full bloom. Birds twittered merrily in the trees, and nearly everyone you met had a smile on their face and a sprightly spring in their step. It was the sort of day that made you want to sing, and you felt that all was right with the world. That was exactly how Kato felt. His little tummy was nicely filled with a delicious breakfast with the promise of an Elado treat for tea to look forward to. To top it all, Fufu had just given him a tiny red toy drum with matching yellow drumsticks, and Kato was testing them out in the garden. It was indeed a very happy day.
Tra-la-la, 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 boom-ti-ti, boom-ti-ti, boom-ti-boom, boom-boom,
sang Kato gustily, if not quite tunefully. His drum was slung around his neck, and he trotted up and down the garden, beating time to his favorite Sousa march. He twirled his drumsticks above his head, just like how he saw the big children doing it at the nearby school one day.
If only I had a bright, cheery band uniform too. I'll ask Mumu if she'll make one for me. Boom-bitty, boom-boom-boom.
After a pretty long and exuberant march for such a small bear, 48 steps in all, Kato decided that it would be a good idea to sit for a while. He flopped down in a shady spot and rolled over on his back. He loved looking up at the spots of sunlight shining through the leaves. They made dapple patterns that changed all the time. A wee rumbling grew in his tummy, and he wondered if it was time for tea.
We can have it in the garden, right here with all the sunflowers. I think our chocolate Elado is perfect for today.
As Kato contemplated whether it was the right time to go and remind Mama about tea, a fat bumblebee landed on Kato's nose and waggled its black and yellow striped body. Kato's mouth opened in a tiny oh of delighted surprise.
Hello, Bumbly,
he whispered, squinting hard down his nose to focus on the bee. He spoke in a careful whisper, because Mama always reminded him not to frighten any creature, especially those smaller than him. In fact, he rather considered all the animals in his garden as his very own special pets. And with a slight dip of his head, the bee flew off to the nearest patch of sunflowers. All thoughts of tea forgotten, for now, Kato jumped up and followed the bee. As he ran among the waving stems, a shower of orange and white butterflies burst into the air. Delighted by the display of color, Kato stood still.
Ooh, come back, butterfly!
Slowly, the orange and white cloud descended, lower and lower, until 1, 2, 3, 6 butterflies settled on the surprised bear. 4 rested on his ears, a particularly large white one had landed on his toes, and the last shimmered like the golden sun on his outstretched paw. A dozen wings waved lazily, catching the sunlight in a myriad of colors. Fascinated by his newfound friends, Kato stood like this for the longest time. But really, it was very difficult to stand still for so long, and soon, a tiny persistent itch started from the back of his head and wormed its way around to his nose. Kato wriggled his nose gently, but it was no use.
Achoo!
Kato waved gaily to the departing butterflies. Right on time, another little rumble from his tummy reminded him of a most important mission. He turned, ready to trot along to find Mama, when another splash of color in the shrubs caught his eye. It was Miner, a cheeky black bird with a yellow beak and brilliant white patches on his wings. It fluffed its feathers and dipped its head in a series of bows, calling over and over again in low, bubbling guggles.
Hiya, Miner!
Called Kato, bowing deeply from his waist, for he knows Miner very well indeed, and Mama had explained all about Miner's bowing display.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
Miner stopped bowing, cocked his head to one side, and with a tiny whistle, flew up to a tree stump half hidden amongst the shrubbery. It disappeared through a hole at the top, but soon emerged and landed right in front of Kado, staring at him with bright dark eyes.
What's in the tree, Miner?
Kado wondered. Carefully, Kado pushed his way through the shrubs to the stump. It looked easy to climb, so he jumped up to catch the lowest branch.
Uh-oh!
He squeaked as his paw slipped and he landed with a gentle bump in a patch of dark, loamy soil. Brushing the soil off his face and ears, he tried again, and this time he caught the branch. Soon, Kado reached the top of the stump, puffing slightly, for it was a hot day, if you remember. Standing on tiptoe, the little bear peered excitedly into the tree stump. There, nestled in a mass of twigs, feathers, and leaves, and gleaming in the dim light, were two small sky blue eggs and one tiny nestling. It opened its beak wide and stretched its neck as high up as it could, flapping its little wing stumps for balance, all the while uttering a soft but insistent
"A baby Miner! I must tell Mama!"
He climbed down from the stump, taking care not to shake the tree too much.
"Thank you, Miner, for showing me your baby!"
He bowed and waved to Miner and scampered back to the house to share his discovery.